Welcome back, Game Time. 1620 of the Zone, 1620ofthezone.com, and of course the 1620 of the Zone mobile app. Hey, NRG Radio is helping to fight childhood cancer. It's going on right now. Become a St. Jude partner in hope. Call 1-800-330-9727. Join the fight. That's 1-800-330-9727. Nick Baugh with you all the way up until 2 o'clock. Game Time here. Brian Christopherson, Matt Schick, all still to come on the show. Give you the. I wrote down 10 things I'm looking for tomorrow. How about that? I'll give you my 10 things I'm looking for tomorrow for the spring game. I'm going to give you my official NBA predictions coming up during the show for the playoffs. And also, there's something that happened yesterday that I've never had something more in common with a professional athlete in my entire life than something that went down yesterday. I'll lay that out for you all before the end of the show. But I get my cup of coffee this morning. I'm combing through my show prep, and of course, part of the show prep is going to the Lincoln Journal Star, HuskerExtra.com, checking out what's going on, and I'm reading Sip story, and I loved it, not just because I love Sip, because of what the story is about. Adrian Martinez, or Adrian Baugh, as he is on his birth certificate. No, I'm joking. And what is being said in that story is exactly what you want to hear. That Martinez is having a great spring. That he's been making great decisions in practice. That he's continued to tighten everything up. That he's increased his leadership role, which is not surprising, but it needed to happen. I'd said at the outset of spring that I want to hear about Adrian Martinez taking a big step forward in the leadership department. And I'm cut from the cloth that I think your quarterback has to be your leader. I think that's non-negotiable. If you want to be a championship caliber type of football team. And then the other thing is that Martinez has taken he's taken another step physically, which I've been talking about this for a couple weeks now. I think Martinez has another level to go up physically. But again, say it out loud. He was 18 years old last year, coming off a banged up shoulder, didn't play his senior year of high school, got hurt in the first game of the season with his knee, missed a game, had a brace on. Like, it's not crazy to think that guy can get bigger, faster, stronger. And that's kind of what's happened. Mario Verduzco talked about how he's bigger. The ball's got more zip on it. Cam Taylor talked about how he's faster now. Absolutely love to hear all of that because, you know, Adrian Martinez, he's Nebraska's earth, moon, and stars. He's the future of the team. He's the guy. Martinez is to Nebraska what Giannis is to Milwaukee. But there was something else in that story that Sip just kind of slid in there. Sip kind of just slid in there with a little. Let me read you the paragraph here. Sip writes, but let's be real. No, hold on, go with Sip. But let's be real. If Nebraska's going to win 9 games this season, that's as high as I can go as far as a ceiling is concerned. Martinez has to lead the way. Did you catch that? 9 wins is as high as Steve Sipple will go with a ceiling for Nebraska this season. Now let that sink in for a second. 9 win ceiling. I mean, a ceiling can be defined as, like, let's say, you know, everything goes pretty much perfectly, right? Like, a ceiling is like, man, I tell you what, everything goes perfect, boom. And before you bristle up at that 9-win ceiling, you know what? I agree. I'm with Sip on this one. And I know there's something about that number 9 because of Bo Pelini, the fact that he won 9 games a year for 7 years and was fired. So whenever anybody talks about, oh, and all of a sudden now 9 wins is good enough, huh? No, I mean, you got to take into consideration where the program's at, all those kinds of things. If we're truly laying out a ceiling for this team, as of right now, and in embracing what we know and what we don't know, I think Sip is spot on. To me, 9 wins is the ceiling. There's still a lot we don't know about this team. At the end of the day, from a broad sense, this team still has more questions than answers. And when a team has more questions than answers, it's hard to put a ceiling higher than 9 wins. We don't know the status of Maurice Washington moving forward. I mean, can anyone step up around J.D. Spielman at the wide receiver spot? And by the way, doesn't it kind of feel like J.D. Spielman's banged up a lot? Like J.D. Spielman seems like he's hurt quite a bit. The O-line isn't necessarily a slam dunk at this point. Don't know who's going to start at center. Defensive line still has a lot of concerns. Depth is a major issue at linebacker. And while the defensive backs took a big step last year, you know, they're not an elite unit yet. Oh, and by the way, special teams was a mess last season. That's a lot right there, right? Again, I've talked about this before. If you just want to simplify things down to quarterback, head coach, manageable schedule, well, there's a lot to like with Nebraska then, right? I mean, for Martinez, best quarterback in the division and in the conference, in my opinion. Frost, big-time coach. Schedule is doable when pitted against schedules like last year's, for instance, when you think about the crossovers and where all the tough division games are at and all that. So if you look at it in that regard, there is absolutely some optimism there. But to me, I'm always thinking you got to combine the good and the bad, and where do you come out, right? Got to weigh the optimism and the pessimism, put them together, see where you're at. And so when you combine those two schools of thought, you know, hey, man, quarterback, head coach, manageable schedule, and then combine it with all the concerns I just laid out, to me, you arrive at probably a 9-win ceiling. So I'm with Sip on this. When I look at Nebraska's roster, and again, knowing what I know and what I don't know, it's hard for me to peg Nebraska's ceiling at like 10 or 11 wins. Because what's hard about going down, you know, the path of you know, talking about a ceiling and all that stuff, to get to 9 wins as a ceiling, you got to be able to confidently pencil in a lot of wins that are like, oh, definitely winning that game. And that's hard, given the current state of Nebraska. I feel like you can pencil in South Alabama as a win. And I want to pencil in Northern Illinois' win, but listen, this is a team that came in and beat Nebraska 2 years ago in Lincoln. I get it. It was a different coaching staff, and nevertheless. And as much as I love Frost and love Martinez and I'm all in on this new Nebraska era, it's hard if we are going to actually put the pom-poms down and take off the corn on the cob head we got on and all that stuff. Like, to even say games like at Illinois are a guaranteed win. I'm not sure I can do that. Nebraska lost at Illinois in 2015. Illinois led going into the fourth quarter in 2016. They rushed the ball very well last year in Lincoln. It's tough to mark that down as a win. At Colorado, I mean, they won in Lincoln last year. At Minnesota, last time Nebraska went to Minneapolis, they got ran off the field. Indiana at home, I mean, there's just a lot of unknown about that matchup. At Maryland, I mean, listen, Texas went to Maryland and lost. You guys get my point. I'm confident in Nebraska having a better year, a much improved year. But when we are entering into the business of projecting based on tangibles of what we know and making a ceiling, I have a hard time putting the ceiling higher than 9 wins. I just do. I just do. So I'm excited and intrigued about this team and what this team can be, but I'm with Sip. I'd say pegging a ceiling of 9 wins is about right when you think about what you know, what you don't know, and then combining the optimism and the pessimism within all that stuff. 402-951-1620. Big news in the Big East, baby. Woo! Just saw it on Twitter. Give that to you in a little bit. But coming up next, Brian Christopherson, Huskers 24/7 Sports. Talk a little spring football with BC next.